Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 17. The Reverend Mark Kiesling is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading from Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 17. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation for those who hate me, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your male servant or your female servant, or your livestock, or the sojourner who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male servant, or his female servant, or his ox, or his donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I am thankful that someone proactively taught me that different Christian traditions and denominations, as we see that in the United States, number the holy Ten Commands differently. Now, it's easy to do a simple search of a general Christian bookstore, or maybe a Catholic bookstore, or a Lutheran store, and see the difference. As Lutherans, we are familiar with what we have in our catechism, as the same as the Catholic numbering system. But if you were to go to a Reformed or a Presbyterian bookstore and find resources with the commandments, they're numbered slightly differently. Had I not been taught that proactively, I envision that someday I would encounter maybe a teaching poster in a church, or possibly a public display of the Ten Commandments, maybe on a courthouse or somewhere. And in my arrogance, I would like to go around and smugly tell everybody that the commandments are numbered wrong. How did this person not catch this as they printed this poster? Or as they put this on tablets, how did they not catch this, that their numbers were wrong? But also, in doing this, I had envisioned that a wiser and kinder person would tell me that perhaps I need to recall my eighth commandment and not bear false witness against my neighbor. For it wasn't some dumb mistake by a printer, but rather it was a part of church history that maybe I should know. For I knew myself that I can lose focus of the important things in life, and how easily I could concern myself about seemingly knowing it all rather than rejoice that the 10 holy commands are being taught and put before people. When I read the 10 commandments on a simple teaching poster, it's easy for me to forget the context of God's giving these commandments and the richness of the gift that they are. I dare not lose sight of some of the words God says around the 10 commandments. From verse 2 of our reading, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. Or from verses prior to our reading, as part of the episode at Sinai, where God told Moses, you yourselves have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession among all peoples. For all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. God spoke these holy 10 commands to his treasured possessions, those whom he loved, those whom he rescued from slavery and made a people. These holy commands were spoken to the Hebrews as they prepared to enter the promised land. For God knew the temptations that would be waiting for them there, temptations along even the journey, temptations to find peace and life in things other than the covenant with the living God. Rather, God gave his kingdom of priests and holy nation security and protection on and under the power of his wings. For we too know the landscape of our world. We look at news anchors, the news itself, politicians, celebrities who look to influence our world, but know nothing or choose to know nothing of God's commands or desires to their lives. We know this world offers so many temptations to find peace and comfort in anything but God, our Savior. We know that God's holy commands give us insight to a beautiful way to live and could fix many injustices and promises in our world. And sadly, and even more personally, we see the lives of our beloved family and friends wrecked by sin and destroyed by not following God's commands. But just as I envisioned myself to so quickly look at what I thought was a printer mistake, I would miss another point of the commandments in our lives. These holy commands don't just empower my pointer finger to simply point at the world, but rather they give us a mirror. We look at our lives and we see how we have fallen short. We look at these holy commands and see our unholiness, our uncleanliness, our unworthiness. We examine our lives up against the Ten Commands and see how we wander, how we listen to voices of the world and go our own way. And to our broken heart, God speaks his call to repent, to listen to him and love him above all else. For he alone is holy. He alone brings salvation. Jesus is the one who fulfilled the law perfectly for us. It is to him we flee and plead for mercy as he pleads for us endlessly. We hear the words of the one who fulfilled all the holy commands of God. And when he commands us to believe, we believe in the one who brings forgiveness for the times we fall short. He walks with us when we face temptation, and he rejoices when we rely on his Spirit to bring us counsel and aid. For God is a loving, zealous God, and he provides for the best interests of those he loves. And as God's people made holy by his work, we see these commands differently in our lives as well. We know the joy of listening to God, of fleeing from sin by his power and might, and receiving forgiveness of our sin and being restored to trust his promises. We listen to the word of God and honor these commandments because our God rescued us from sin, Satan, and death. He has called us out of darkness into his wonderful light. He calls us out of slavery in which sin entangles us to the freedom of the gospel. And in that forgiveness, God gives us new life to love him and love his creation and all people. Because of his salvation and grace as his priests, we speak his words in our vocations and we treasure his word. As we walk together in this task, may the one Jesus who pleads endlessly for us when we fail and has mercy on us be the one who strengthens us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Brian Chismore, who is deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.